You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Laverne Cox, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Thank you so much. It's so, this is wild. This is so interesting, this whole.
It's a very strange experience, yes? Have you gotten used to just meeting and talking to everybody like this?
I have, and I kind of prefer it. Can I tell you, before coronavirus, I never did video chats. Like when I would meet guys on dating apps, I would always want to just meet in person. Now it's a prerequisite. Now we have to video chat. And it's a great way to pre-screen. So now I'm going to be pre-screening all my potential dates via video chat. So thank you, COVID-19.
Wait, okay. Help me understand this though. What do you think you get from the video chat that you wouldn't have gotten in person? Or is it just for you that you don't have to go to the in person because you've done the video chat? Is that what it is?
You save time. You eliminate a lot of people that you would have like wasted time going to meet. And so like you kind of know in like, you know, 3 to 5 minutes if it's going to be a match. So it's just it's a pre-screen.
You have always been, I mean, one of the loudest and proudest LGBTQ activists out there. Like, you became just like the archetype for what people hoped trans people could achieve, not just in acting, but in any field. You've come out with a new documentary now that you are a part of and you've produced as well. And it's called Disclosure. And what I loved about it is it's a documentary taking us through how trans people have been portrayed by Hollywood and the entertainment industry for so long. Tell me why you chose to go with this route.
I am obsessed with looking back in history and to help us understand why we are where we are now. And there's so much that hasn't been done around looking at trans history on so many different levels. And because my work is in the media and I'm obsessed with media and want to do better and want the media to do better, it made a lot of sense.
We don't even think about it. From the time we're kids, we're receiving images and video, and we just start to, you know, assemble the world in our minds. There's no denying that trans has for a very long time been a punchline. Trans has been, you know, always displayed as the other, the scary, the punchline. It's been this thing. Over the past few years, we've started seeing the change. But when you look at it as somebody who is trans, what have you seen a big change? Has that change been enough?
Enough is relative, right? Like one of the things that film grapples with is that there is indeed unprecedented representation of trans folks in the media that really probably began about 6 years ago. And our director, Sam Fader, noted that whenever there's increased visibility of a marginalized community, there's often backlash and there's often increased violence. And that is exactly what we're seeing with the increased murders of Black trans women and with the legislative assault as well. So yes, things have gotten better in terms of visibility, and then there has been a backlash that we're seeing. And I think one of the most critical things that we should all remember is how the technique of divide and conquer works to divide marginalized people, right? So that I was so beautifully moved when I saw that protest for Black trans lives, right? A little over a week ago. And
in Brooklyn,
so many people, yeah, and here in LA as well, where folks were declaring that Black trans lives matter, that we understand that all Black folks are affected by systemic racism and that we have to come together and all marginalized people have to come together.
Here's a question I have for you that's a difficult one, and I would only ask you because I'm comfortable with you. But how do you think we get to the place where people can acknowledge their discomfort and their misunderstanding of a thing whilst not offending or discriminating against the other person. How would you encourage that? You know, in the same way we're having conversations around race, how would you say to people, hey, let's try and encourage just a movement in and around trans awareness?
I think we have to really learn how to sit with discomfort, period, right? I think whenever we are called upon to interrogate our internalized racism, our internalized transphobia, and we all internalize these things as Americans, probably as citizens of the world. And so we each have to be able to sit with that discomfort. I think so often when we come up against something that is uncomfortable for us, often we go into this defense mode. We go into fight, flight, or freeze. Oh my God, someone called me transphobic. Then I have to immediately defend that instead of taking a breath and taking a moment and sitting with the discomfort of maybe being called out. Maybe you weren't wrong. Maybe you were. We all have to struggle. So I think a lot of it's about learning how to sit with discomfort, not going into fight, flight, or freeze, so we can actually hear what the criticism and the critique is. And then understanding that being uncomfortable does not mean that you are unsafe. Right? So there's a difference between the bathroom conversation just makes me think so much about, because several years, it was all about bathrooms, banning bathrooms, right? In the segregated South, white folks were not comfortable with Black people in the bathroom with them, but did that mean that they were unsafe? And so what does it mean for us to sit with discomfort? What does it mean for us to really ask ourselves, are we not safe or are we just uncomfortable?
I know you've been working on programs to try and help trans people break into the industry, you know, just behind the cameras, and you're really pushing for how trans people are portrayed on screen. What are the big changes you think we need to make?
I think the piece is, how do we have diverse people in positions of power, right? One of the things I'm most proud of with Disclosure is that everyone on screen is trans, and most of the people working behind the scenes on the crew are also trans. And in the case when we couldn't find someone trans to fill a role, we had a fellowship program where we had a cisgender person train the trans person. But it's not just about what Cornel West calls putting Black faces in high places, right? It's not just about, you know, sort of putting, you know, diverse people in the same sort of corrupt systems. We have to change the way that power works. And so much of that is about, I believe, changing the material conditions of poor and working people, the people who are the most marginalized, to get them, you know, opportunities to work in the industry behind the scenes and then be truly elevated to positions of power, to not just occupy the same sort of, you know, corrupt systems, but to change the system.
Laverne Cox, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Trevor. No, it's good to see you again.
Great seeing you.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.